un amor. Un amor vivir llorando y me decía.
Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J with a hat that looks like it could be, you could put drinks in there, or actually chips, right?
Well, Cinco de Mayo's coming up.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? And Trisha, out of state, on assignment.
Oh, she's your amor.
Habla español?
Un amor.
No, habla español?
Baby.
Okay, he sings. And Eric the Great is there behind the glass, and the lovely Kathleen is joining us again. And nice to see you, Kathleen. I haven't seen you for a few weeks, but it's always nice when you're here.
By
and
the
this
way,
song is from Paul McCartney in 1942.
Not quite. It's, it's a tango. It's a tango.
Okay.
And I guess we got Trisha on the line, too. Trisha, how you doing?
I am doing fine. How about you guys?
Great, great. What, that's what was what is the name of the band there?
Uno Amor.
The band.
The band.
Gypsy Kings. Gypsy Kings. Yes. Gypsy.
No,
Kings.
It's Al Pacino and.
No.
You're still singing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I'll sing later.
Hey, you look like you're in a great mood. It's something going on this week.
No.
Yeah, come on.
It's Cinco de Mayo, and
was there a first for you this week?
No, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Cinco de Mayo special.
Oh, is that May 5th?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's, every
you know,
year?
Great, you know Spanish. And you know what? It is,
I know Cinco.
We have celebrated so many holidays on Breakthrough Entertainment. This is
really?
The very first time that we've ever celebrated Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, really? How come the Facebook looks like this time?
Because you have to turn your camera around, Dave.
Oh, is that?
No, turn it, turn the whole
like
thing,
this.
And then turn it again.
And turn it again.
Did it work?
No, it went
no?
off there. Where'd it go?
I don't know, Dave.
It went off the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking okay. of Facebook, Dave is attempting to get Facebook Live working, I think, on the Breakthrough
That's
Breakthrough
what I look
Thinking
like.
Broadcasting Network's
oh.
Facebook mm. page, possibly. You can also join us on stream.live/breakradioshow. That's stream.live/breakradioshow.
That's right. See, it's still going sideways.
Yeah. But,
all right. He'll all right, fix it. All
I'll
right.
fix it. But I do also want to, mention that you forgot my nickname.
Yeah.
Joseph, you have a tablet?
No, this is Dave's.
That's mine.
Oh.
This is Dave's.
Well, he takes tablets, but it's non-prescription. He gets it on, I think, on Washington and Van Buren.
Yeah, I do.
Tablets.
Yes. Here, go live, Dave. Go
He's
live.
He's going live.
He's good friends there. With Molly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, you know her?
Here, there it is.
I don't personally
turn
know.
It the other way.
Oh, turn it the other way.
If you can't get it to work, I don't know.
Yeah, it works. But there it works, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Go live. Okay, so you can find us on breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. That is our Facebook page, and you will find Dave Isaac.
You will?
Right there. Hopefully, if you get it working. But my nickname, by the way, is in honor of Cinco de Mayo. I am the kind of man that you could mariachi.
You can mariachi you?
Yes.
Is that like marinate?
I am the kind of man that you can mariachi.
You can marinate yourself.
Yes.
Oh, that doesn't sound well. All yes. right, but you need a double
could
to do that,
probably,
don't you?
But yeah. But so, we've got a great show planned in honor of Cinco de Mayo. That's on, Dave.
Okay.
It's on. They can hear. But in honor of Cinco de Mayo, we're going to
yeah.
be reviewing the new
Latin
movie,
Lover.
How to Be a Latin Lover, and we're going to be telling our listeners how they can be Latin lovers
Why isn't
as well.
It not a Latino lover? Rather than a Latin.
Well, you could be
What's
a Latin.
The difference?
You could
because
be a
Latin
well.
Covers both female and male.
Both sexes.
Oh, that's why.
Latino is male, Latina is female.
Ooh, you got a nice little accent there.
That was a good accent.
Yeah. That's because I studied Spanish for many years.
Ooh.
Wow, I
well,
had
see,
no
he,
idea. So,
I
so
studied
Latin
Spanish
is
well.
Just male, right? Oh, no, both, you said.
Both.
Both.
I think I don't know.
That's,
also,
I saw,
Latinos is also covers both.
Both is, isn't that Jamie Lee Curtis? Right?
No, that would be Caitlyn Jenner.
Right?
Right? That
Isn't
was,
that
yeah. Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, that's
I heard
that's
Caitlyn
changed.
Jenner's going to do a centerfold type of thing.
God
Have you heard
us.
That? It better be a lot of staples. That's all I can say. No, is wow. that no? Really, Kate, I heard about that. Can you believe that Caitlyn Jenner is going to do a nude photo thing?
I'm checking on that right now, Dave.
Yeah, check that out. Oh, you
be
gonna,
careful.
Oh, you're going to actually see the picture.
Well, not if it's not done yet. How can I see it?
Oh yeah. Well, you got the vote for which one? I don't know.
Eric, I was told that we weren't allowed to look that stuff up here.
You were? Who told you?
Well, I'm just looking for news headlines. I'm not looking
not
for
nudes,
photos.
But news.
Oh, yeah, okay. News, not nudes.
Yeah, that's way different.
All right.
But the Latin lover didn't seem like it was for both sexes. It seemed like it was from the perspective of the guy little kid, basically. Well,
you're right, Dave. Says he's planning on a nude photo shoot.
Well, that's sort of weird because I don't think she has gone to Sweden for any type of...
Actually, we just saw him say that he had.
Oh, he had. Oh.
She had.
Okay, so maybe they'll make more viewers then.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that. Okay.
Well, I have
says he completed the surgery in January.
Oh, wow.
She.
Oh, okay.
I have a surprise for you, Dave.
Oh, hope it's not the residual of the surgery.
It's not that kind of surprise.
Okay.
But, Eric, go ahead and cue up. This is a flashback from the past, okay? In honor of Breakthrough Entertainment Cinco de Mayo special, we wanted to talk about a little...
Random enlightenments
Dave's
again?
Random enlightenments from... This is an oldie, but a goodie.
Oh.
Go ahead. We've got two of them, but we're going to play one of them right now. Dave's Random Enlightenments, Married in Mexico. Married in Mexico, okay?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I think it's called Wife Swap. I think it's getting popular. It's sort of interesting. She was a waitress, and initially, she looked very good. She looked like a lot of action. She looked like a lot of suspense. She looked like a lot of drama. She was enough action to keep my attention and interest. She had possibilities of being very heartfelt. She spoke a few words in English, but I had to learn Italian real quick. Was it Italian? Spanish. Oh, I love tacos from Taco Bell. Okay, no wonder I couldn't understand it once I learned Italian. What's up with that? I got the wrong language. I was trying to read their nonverbal behavior, and I go, oh, that's probably what's happening. But she looked cute, despite the language barrier. She reminded me somewhat of Kurt Russell. Oh, you had some gapes? Are you a Mensa? Wow, that's very exciting. I don't know what it means, but people start doing transformations, changing. You know, I didn't even know what it was about. She was the hot dog champion.
I mean, sick.
Yeah, it was really weird. And she was giving orders. She was this world champion boxer. How do you convey the amount of pain someone can go through in these situations, abuse or anything similar? You can't. There's no words to describe it. So the key is really to do away with the wife. And let me see. Rehab. Yeah, that's a good idea. No doubt about it. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Isaac. And that's my commentary, sticking to it.
Yes. So Dave Cinco de Mayo comments.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got another one that we'll play in a little bit.
That was funny.
But yeah.
So the movie.
I didn't know you were going to be talking about Lolita today.
Who? The movie?
Lolita.
Lolita.
Oh, yeah, Lolita.
Was that her name?
Yeah. Dave, you don't have a Lolita, do you?
No, I have a Lola. Lola.
A Lloydie?
Lola.
Was that her name in Mexico?
Lolita.
It was.
Or was it Raquel Welch?
Or was it Gapes?
It could be Gapes. I don't even know a Gapes.
Lolita Gapes.
I remember the Johnny Depp's movie, something about grapes or grapes.
What's eating Gilbert grape?
Yeah, that's right. I know a Gilbert.
Yeah? Do you like eating Gilbert's grapes?
No, of course not. Wow. Okay. Hope that doesn't go on Facebook.
He thought he made it funny.
he's cracking himself up.
I didn't
up.
Even know what I was saying.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, it came out of his mouth. So
went into yours. All right. So
well, I guess that's called sharing. So
and sharing is caring.
I no longer like any grapes. I'm not eating green or red grapes.
Remember you
or used grapes.
You put the grapes in your mouth for
But
New
in
Year's.
in a cold weather, for the New grapes Year's. Turn, you know, like two little raisins. And you know that, right?
I'm done.
What
has happened to Breakthrough Entertainment?
I don't know, but what happened to prunes? What are prunes?
Those help you go.
Those are plums.
Oh, those are prums. So
plums.
So great. He's spitting at me now. Okay, let's get used to gloves. So grapes, when they mature, they turn into raisins, right?
But when they're dried out, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so. Raisins.
You need to put them out on, you put the grapes out on paper in the sunshine, and they dry into raisins.
Oh,
wow. You do the same thing with plums to make prunes.
and cranberries to make craisins.
And you're sort of craisin. And you know what?
Yes.
And then you put tea out to get sun tea. Ever do that? And
yeah, I just had some.
You do that, right? It's good, right?
Yeah, we have some in our fridge.
You do? Oh, no, it's already hot enough to do that? I didn't know that.
It doesn't need to be hot.
No,
just need
sun. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it'd be like hot. I waited till July 21st, that's the only day I did it.
And then you had hot tea.
Yeah, was really hot.
You just get the sun to do it. So have Greg do it.
No, my son won't do it.
He won't?
Yeah, he doesn't listen to me. Are you kidding me?
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well.
All right, so no, I don't have grapes in my mouth.
Okay. Well, we do have a fantastic show for everyone in honor of Cinco de Mayo. We've got
like
a review.
I do like pickles, though. No, really, chompies. Ever have a chompy pickle? Yeah, baby.
Oh, they have a couple different kinds.
They do? The half sour and the quarter sour. Which one do you like, the quarter or the half?
Well, one's like greener than the other one.
Yeah, that's the half sour. It's a little bit more mature. The quarter is more like a cucumber.
I like them both.
Oh, but do you have a preference, though?
The darker green.
Oh, I like the quarter sour.
Do you like midgets?
What?
Do you like midgets?
No, I've never seen a midget.
No.
A midget of a midget pickle.
I've had it up to here with midgets.
Yeah.
All right.
Where is he pointing? Okay. All right. Where were we?
We're talking about Breakthrough Entertainment Cinco de Mayo special. If you have any comments, give us a call at 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, or join us on Facebook Live at BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F or Breakthrough Entertainment stream, stream.live/BreakRadioShow. We have in our second segment today, Anna Aloisi.
Oh.
I believe that's how you pronounce it. She is from Ecuador, and she is a therapist. She's going to be telling us how we, too, can be Latin lovers.
Wow. So is she a sex therapist?
No, she's just a therapist. She's a couples therapist, but she also she's going to tell us not only she specializes in multicultural relationships.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
So she's going to tell us about that. She's going to give us some information about the Ecuadorian, from the Latin background, you know, how we can have. How we can impress our loved ones, how we can, you know, woo women, or if you're a woman, if you can woo a guy, you know, from a Latin perspective, maybe.
Now, does...
Because Latin people tend to be, I don't want to stereotype, but they tend to be pretty suave and smooth.
So smooth and sexy?
Sexy.
And what else?
Sexy.
Okay, that's twice.
Suavemente.
Oh,
caliente.
I don't know what that means.
Caliente.
Ooh.
Caliente y suavemente.
Ooh.
You don't know what that means, though.
Arriba, arriba, andale, andale.
Yeah, he's in a good mood. Okay.
Riquísimo, riquísimo.
What is going on? I can't even roll my tongue.
But we
that
also
makes me less talented, right?
And we're also going to have a both ends of the spectrum segment at the end of the show. Dave is very excited about this.
I am.
Because he's looking up some quotes or something here.
From a book?
He meant, she meant.
It's a book about what the same... vocabulary, same term, but from the perspective of a woman versus man.
Oh.
So there's some interesting ones that we'll go over.
Ay, Dios mío.
I don't know that one, though.
You just said adios mío. Goodbye me.
Ay, Dios mío.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit about the movie that we are celebrating today.
Oh, yes.
It opened up yesterday, How to Be a Latin Lover. Dave, do you recall seeing the star Eugenio Derbez before?
No, he looks familiar, but I do not recognize him.
All right, how about we cue up our other Dave's Random Enlightenments?
Ah.
Let's hear it.
Distraction can serve as sort of a distraction from something scarier. Chuck E. Cheese used to scare me. But anyway, distraction usually will take people away from focusing on what needs to be done, what's important and key opportunities. I went to the Phoenix Mercury game last night. Okay. No, that was all night long. However, on the other hand, distraction can take you away from pain, other scary things, and mundane things. The story of my dating career. I've been called Bakvala in terms of flaky. Frosted flakes. The key is, remember that the Grasshopper movie with Keith Carradine? That reminds me of Kitty Genovese. What's a dingo dongo? Oh, I thought they were like Hostess Twinkies. Knowing how to use the art of distraction and when, wow, it is useful is one of the keys to empowerment. You remember David Gates and Bread? Forgive me, Johnny. Are you still here? Okay. Intentional distraction used on yourself as an empowering tool or on someone else to help them focus on something positive can be very good. Eugenio Derbez. Eugenio Derbez. What? Ryan Dennehy. But out of control and random unconscious distraction can and usually will take you away from important things in life. Chasing Mavericks, I saw that. That was a true story, by the way. Most people get distracted to avoid things that might be good for them. Eric, I need to give you a shout out. You are just top notch. Thumbs down on distraction unless it's controllable. It's called Random Enlightenment. I'm so sorry. Maybe be medicated next time.
Yeah, so you have heard of Eugenio Derbez.
I was medicated, wasn't I?
You were. It sounds like it. But Eugenio Derbez, we've actually have had Eugenio on the show before.
We have?
Yes, and he was here in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. But unfortunately,
when was he on the show? For what?
For another movie that we were talking about.
Really? He's
a
pretty good actor, actually.
Yeah, he is. He's referred to as the Jim Carrey of Mexico.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, because you see how he's kind of a good character actor, very funny. You know,
I thought he
mind poking fun at himself. And the movie basically we see him when he's younger, and he knows how to
woo
the woman.
How did they do that? How did they make him look truly like a teenager?
That wasn't really him, Dave.
Okay,
that was a different
actor.
You
could use that at Random Enlightenment next time.
Right, but he.
That had to go.
Because, all right. Well, there was a scene in the pool.
So Greg's not here. We got Joseph. So. Pushing the envelope.
But that was.
Yeah, but you had to set up the context.
Okay.
Yeah, that even then, I think that would have been iffy.
Yeah, I would not have said.
But it is a very funny movie.
Now, if you set up. Okay, so you review it. Yeah, go ahead.
It is a very funny movie, and he, basically we see how he gets himself a sugar mama, kind of, right? A much older woman, and by the time he, 25 years later,
sort of like an ice cream cone without the ice cream.
Well, she's
and the cone was shriveled up, too.
By the time that she is, by the time he's around
25,
how old was that? Probably
15.
He was probably about 50 years old, so she's pretty old then.
Well, let's say 10.
And he's old enough that he's got
her about 20.
20, yeah.
And then 25 years later, about 45.
Basically, she's old enough that he has to check to make sure she's breathing with a mirror.
That's right. And he did that.
And then she leaves him for someone younger, and he's stuck without.
But set up the we don't want to do a spoiler alert. But basically, he's living from her wealth.
Yes, he's living from her wealth.
And a pretty good life, too.
Yes.
Well, if you define having riches beyond your wildest dreams as a good life. Eric and Kathleen, would you define that as a good life?
Having riches?
Beyond your wildest imagination?
Well, certainly would make things easier, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your life's going to be perfect.
Or happy.
Or happy.
I totally agree. And Tricia, do you agree with that? Tricia go?
That's okay.
She was disgusted and left.
Probably.
Probably from your last comment.
She did just disconnected.
It's either the grape content or
mine. But
they were both yours, by the way. Okay, go ahead.
But the movie, I thought it was a lot of fun. I thought it was funny. I laughed a lot. And Tricia, did you have a comment about what Dave said?
I just barely got back on. Somebody disconnected me.
Oh,
no.
My phone. So what did Dave just say?
I said, what would it be like? Would you like to have riches beyond your wildest imagination?
Oh, I did hear that part. No, because money can't buy you love.
True.
And if you have love, then you have what's most important in life, and you will find a way to meet the other necessities of life.
Love finds a way. That's a quote, too.
It's a very hollow to only have money without love.
Well, and that's another good point, is that if somebody wants to be with you, do they really love you for you?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of money, then
right.
You never know, right?
And he, in the movie, he really doesn't love his wife. He loves the money.
I think they both knew, though.
Yeah, they both knew. She knew that he was, you know, she was.
He was a charming guy.
Well, as long as they're both good with that.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but then
they were mutually using one another.
But then there comes a point when, you know, he becomes no longer useful, because he's got a gut, and you know, he's his hair. Oh my gosh, the scene where he put the wax. I mean,
that was the funniest scene of the movie.
All
I
over
will
his
say.
His body, his face, and everything, and then he jumped in the pool. We'll just leave it at that.
That was clearly the funniest.
I was laughing.
Raquel Welch was.
Yeah, Raquel Welch.
Haven't heard from
her. She's had a couple of accidents, right?
She has?
Yeah.
Oh.
With the arms.
I probably missed out. I was probably taking a siesta.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked it a lot. I'm gonna give it 4 stars.
Wow.
I'm gonna give it 4 stars. I laughed a lot, and I thought that it was very. It had a message to it, and I liked the scenes where he was teaching the kid how to, you know, do the walk and stuff like that. That was really cute. And a huge cast. Kristen Bell.
Huge.
The
really cute, the lead actress. What was her name?
The lead actress?
Yeah.
Selma Hayek.
Very nice.
Yeah. And Rob Corddry. Just an unbelievable cast. Even I can't remember his name right now, but the one that took
Rob
his
Lowe.
Place, yeah, Rob Lowe as well. But the one that took his
Kentucky
place with the girl, now. With the woman as well, with the older woman.
Oh, yeah,
Michael Cera.
Yeah,
Michael Cera.
Haven't seen him for a while.
No, I know.
He did a nice job, but it's short in the movie.
Yes.
But you're talking to Periscope.
They're saying, where are the tacos at?
Oh, I don't. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think.
We should get some.
So but you're giving
I
it
liked
4.
It. Yes.
Now, should I give you my review?
Of course.
I thought it was slow in the beginning, not that funny, little slapstick type of humor. Mm-hmm. It got a little bit better. I thought the relationship with the kid, the best part of the movie was the kid's acting, I thought.
He did a really good job.
And
you think that he looked 10, though? Didn't he look younger than 10?
I sort of thought he looked older.
You thought he looked older?
But maybe he was so mature and so such a great actor. Maybe that's why.
Usually I don't like child actors, but this one, I thought he did a really good job.
I thought so, too. It was the best part. And the chemistry between the uncle and the kid was really phenomenal.
Yeah.
I did take a little siesta because it seemed a little boring.
Okay.
I woke, but I did see some of the funny parts. Overall, I didn't really care for it. I started writing down when he was teaching the kid. He said eye contact. So here's some Latin lover tips.
His tips were actually good.
Eye contact could be good. It just depends because in NLP, there's a concept called mirroring and matching. And if someone doesn't like eye contact, you won't get rapport with them.
But don't look down. I mean, if you're looking down, that means you have no confidence.
Well, that could mean that. And then women love men... who take control, they said, was the second lesson. Does everyone agree with that? Women love men when they take control. Let's start with Trisha. I guess she has grapes in her mouth.
At first you do. At first you do because there's something about those typical roles, but you don't want somebody who is going to be controlling.
Okay.
So it's a very fine line.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Joseph, you're next.
Yeah, you're next.
That's my cat's name.
No,
I think that it depends on the woman. If it's a woman who wants kind of a knight in shining armor or someone who makes all the decisions, but you know what? You don't have to. There are different women out there. There are different. Some women want to be in complete control. They want to be the ones who.
That's true.
Not order you around, but you know what
I mean.
But
do you think that is a valid point?
I think taking control offers a woman. If a man takes control, that she knows that he's confident and sure of himself, as opposed to someone who's indecisive.
Okay, let's go to the lovely Kathleen. Thumbs up. Women who love men who take control, or thumbs down.
She doesn't have the mic. I think our guest might be calling in.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a quick break, and we will come back with our guest.
Okay.
And then we'll continue our discussion.
Absolutely.
But I like this song.
What song is it?
This is from the Book of Life. I Will Wait for You.
And he's not looking at me, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I won't wait for you. Alongside my heart. Come on,
I've never heard the song, quite
so
honestly.
So take my flesh, Dave.
I won't take your flesh, then you'll be completely
Fix
naked.
My right. eyes.
I won't do that. All right, so this is 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix,
Free
Arizona,
lies.
Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.